with the love of lifelong comrades. Written by Kitsune Ray 88 and read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warning supply. For the fandom of Tortall by Tamara Pierce and the relationship of Domitian of Maspol, Caladri of Mindelan. Featuring the additional tags of Getting Together, Post-War, and Weddings. The reception room was small, and a little too hot for the dress that Kel had dug out of her closet. The tables were packed tightly together, 10 people each, the exact number needed for a squad her mind couldn't help but calculate, with delicate glass goblets and fine china rimmed in gold. The chairs were draped in yellow, matching the centerpieces of dahlias that sat on every round table. It was nice, Kel reflected, straightening her dress as she hung her too tiny clutch on the corner of her chair. It was a nice way to mark the end of the war and a new beginning, with a round of weddings that had been too long delayed. Roald and Shinko had gone first, their wedding in an elaborate spectacle. Neil and Yuki had had a ceremony somewhat similar, but no less extravagant, at Queen's Cove. Raal and Buri had chosen to go even smaller, homey rather than elegant, and for that, Kel was grateful. "The protector of the small, as I live and breathe," a voice said beside her, and Kel turned to see a very recognizable face. "Dom," she grinned, reaching out with one arm to pull him into a tight hug. "How are you? How have you been?" "Good," Dom replied, pulling back with a grin as big as hers. "Still alive and kicking, as you can see. You look beautiful, by the way. Are you sitting here? I'll join you. No assigned seats. It's all riders in the own." "Thank you. You too. The king and queen?" Kel grimaced, imagining mingling with them. Roald was one thing. King Jonathan was another. They were at the ceremony. "A little birdie tells me that the wedding was tragically double-scheduled with a rather important state dinner," Dom replied with a hint of a laugh. "Or, Raal made it that way." Kel raised an eyebrow, waving her hand as other people she knew petered in. "Do tell." Dom lowered his voice, leaning towards her. "Commander Torokam is pregnant. About 4 months along. No time for the king and queen to throw a wedding almost as big as the prince's. But they wanted to. I was outside Raal's room when he and the king were arguing over it. Something about a ceremony befitting his status as a member of a peerage and as the heir to Golden Lake and all." Kel's eyebrow went even higher. The rest of her face kept carefully blank. "Eavesdropping now, are we, Captain?" "I had a completely legitimate reason to be there," Dom replied, turning his nose up. "Inventory lists don't make their way to the commander on their own." Kel huffed a small laugh. "I suppose they don't, though it hardly befits a captain to deliver them. But really, as unconventional as Buri and Raal are, I wouldn't have thought the timing would matter." "It's good timing and an excuse, that's what it is," Dom replied, waving as Cassim, Laurent, and others that Kel recognized came into the room. "Come on, come join the protector of the small." Kel couldn't help but grin again and stand before she was overwhelmed with hugs and chatter. After years of rations, it would have taken talent for the chefs to produce anything that Kel and the others wouldn't have fallen on like a pack of feral dogs. All attempts at conversation, which had been flowing freely prior to the food arriving, disappeared as dinner was served. There was sliced venison, roasted long and slow over an open flame and then coated in dark, rich gravy, with a side of carrots and parsnips. Kel let the sounds of the room wash over her, feeling full and satisfied. Raal and Buri had done away with most of the traditions. There were few speeches, Raal keeping things as informal as possible. It felt right, and the wine flowed. Her face was warm as she listened to the talk around the table, the solid thud of cups on the oak table, the sound of the minstrels playing for those who wanted to dance. Dom was beside her, the flickering firelight reflecting off his dark, wavy hair, highlighting shadows on his face. He was older than she remembered, but the war had aged them all. He wore it well, and the new lines around his eyes didn't dim his smiles or his laughter. He was still a very attractive man, she concluded. And then he turned to her. She flushed slightly, though there was no way Dom could tell what she had been thinking. His smile disappeared for a moment, his blue eyes considering. "Would you..." he started, and then he cleared his throat. "Would you care to dance?" "I can't dance," Kel said automatically, cursing herself as she flushed more. "I mean, I never learned how." "I can't dance either," Dom admitted, even as he nodded at the rest of their table and pushed back his chair. He offered her a hand. "But I don't think anyone here is going to criticize us, so we might as well try." "I..." Kel stuttered, and then she took a deep breath. "Well, why not?" She was a lady knight, and the War of Ascanra was over. It was a time for friendship and celebration and new beginnings. The end.